goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Hour, and I am your host, Larry Bloom. What a great day and great weekend we're going to have. It's going to be an Indian summer. How did Indian summer get its name? And isn't it politically incorrect? It's kind of like the Cleveland Indians, the Red Men of the St. John's, now the Red Storm. Anyway, we have today Freddie behind the controls. If I sound good, it is because of Freddie and my guest today, Karen McMahon. If I sound lousy, it's because of me. You just heard one of my favorite songs, When Love Goes Astray. This is your last chance to correctly identify the singer of this song. You can call us at our regular call-in number for questions and comments, 877-480-4120. First correct identifier will receive a copy of Maria Lombardi's book, It's My Divorce 2, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. Why is it your last chance, you may ask? Because my holiday CD of Divorce Greatest Hits has already been cut and is now awaiting duplication. Other than a very brief message from me, When Love Goes Astray, we'll open up the CD, and it is my intention to give you a list of the songs and artists. If anyone would like a copy of the CD, just email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com and put in the subject CD. In the text, please give me your name and snail mail address, and we will get it out to you. And no, I do not do any singing. So you don't have to worry about that. I don't even tell any jokes. Again, I want you to remember that Dr. Sue Johnson will be here next week, November 19th, to talk about divorce prevention and her book, Hold Me Tight. If you like what you hear here, don't keep us a secret. Tell your friends to listen. Tell everyone you know. Shout it from the mountaintops. And remind them that there are 29 podcasts available 24/7 at the Divorce Hour page at www.talkingalternative.com. Now we get to today's subject. We're going to talk about gratitude, and what better time to discuss the subject in view of the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Our guest today is Karen McMahon, a divorce coach. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for coming in today. Could you tell us a little bit about you and how you got into the divorce coaching business?
Sure. I am a certified life coach, and I was studied with the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. And during that time, they suggest that you try and figure out what your niche is going to be. And what occurred to me is I'm a veteran of divorce, both a child and my own marriage. And so I have chosen to dedicate my practice to helping people through this challenging season.
Why should anyone listen to you on the subject of gratitude? For that matter, why should anybody listen to me on the subject of gratitude?
Well, that's a great question. And I think that we're all students and teachers in life. And one of my greatest lessons, certainly through the trials and tribulations that I've been through, is gratitude. And It's a great topic to talk about in terms of shifting your perspective and finding appreciation in even the darkest times.
Okay. Sounds interesting to me. We can all be grateful for the good things in our life, but how can you feel gratitude for your divorce when you feel like your life is falling apart and that you're a failure? Well, it's because your marriage fell apart.
Right. And you know, the thing is, who's going to be grateful for the difficult times that you go through? It's not a matter of being grateful for the pain and the suffering. It's more an issue of the lessons that you're learning. What are you getting out of it? You're going through this difficult time. Where are the blessings? What are the opportunities that are coming out of it? And that's really where our gratitude can come in, not in the pain that we're going through.
Okay, Karen, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Listeners, the call-in number again, 877-480-2140. I apologize. If you are listening to this divorce, you are listening to this divorce show on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
That, of course, is Ain't Gonna Eat My Heart Out Anymore by the Rascals. Yes, my children, that was recorded well before your births. We are here today with Karen McMahon. Karen, how can our listeners reach you?
They can go to my website at www.karenmcmahon.com.
How do you spell McMahon?
McMahon.
Thank you. Do you have a phone number that people can reach you at?
Yes, they can reach me at 516-992-0828.
Okay. We are here talking with Karen about gratitude. What is a gratitude list?
A gratitude list is a list of things that you're grateful for. And what I tell my clients is, if you can't think of anything that you're grateful for, stop and look around. If the sun is shining, that's something to be grateful for. If your children are healthy, if you're healthy, if you had a great conversation with somebody.
It's kind of like what my mother would call counting your blessings.
Exactly.
Okay. So how can this gratitude list help in any lasting way?
You know, people think, well, I'm just writing a gratitude list. It's lasting a few minutes, and then I'm getting on with my day. And the thing is, you can do two things. One is you can carry that list around with you, and throughout the day, or if you're doing it once a week, throughout the week, you can always refer back to it when you're getting to those spots where you're not thinking of anything positive. What gratitude does, if you think about it, what divorce is and what it does when you're in it, is it brings out and makes you feel pain, anger, fear, guilt, and shame. A lot of very heavy, negative feelings. And what gratitude is all about is love, peace, and joy. It's the quickest way of shifting from one to the other, is to put that gratitude list together and to refer back to it.
And it's not just for Thanksgiving, right?
And it's not just for Thanksgiving.
You could use it every day, every week, at any time of the year. I'm so angry all the time. Gratitude is the last thing that I am feeling when I just hate everything that there is happening in my life. What can I do?
A lot of people who are in the midst of divorce feel exactly that way, because it's such a struggle. And there's actually three different, the National Institute of Health had done a study on happiness, and they talked about three different approaches to gratitude. One is a gratitude journal where you count your blessings once a day or once a week. And what they said about this is that it significantly increases a subject's overall satisfaction with life for over 6 weeks. But if you can't find something to be immediately grateful for, one of the things that they suggest that you do is think of someone that had an impact on your life and literally write them a letter of gratitude. And they say that this actually turbocharges your joy.
Is this a letter you write to you and never deliver, or is this a letter that actually goes out?
If you, in fact, not only write it, but visit the person and read it to them, people who do this just once are measurably happier and less depressed even a month later. It has a huge impact.
Okay. When we first met, which isn't all that long ago, you shared with me a wonderful tool of controlling your thoughts and thereby controlling your feelings. And anyone who has listened to my self-esteem shows knows that that's my mantra, and I credit you for using it, developing it, and each time I use it.
Thank you. It's a real foundation for working with people.
Tell me why you developed this particular philosophy.
You know, people tend to think that I can't do anything about it. I just feel this way. I just feel angry. I just feel upset. And the truth of the matter is, if you stop and think about the thoughts that are going through your mind when you feel a certain way, that's what's causing the feeling. So if you just had an argument with your soon-to-be ex and you're driving down the highway and you're replaying that argument in your head, you find yourself...
As we all do.
As so often. And you'll find yourself getting angry and upset. If, on the other hand, you were to focus on your gratitude list, for instance, and start thinking about the wonderful relationship you have with your children, what you start to feel is something warm and fuzzy, and so that affects your actions.
Your thoughts control your feelings your feelings control your actions.
And what it does is it empowers you to be in charge and to not allow circumstances to determine how you act, but to take control of that yourself.
Okay. From a coaching perspective, I guess it's all about the client or the individual questioning you, the coach, or you questioning them about shifting their focus.
That's right.
And that's what you just said about the driving down the road, yelling at your spouse who isn't there after a conversation with him or her.
Exactly. And that's what it's all about. That's what it comes down to, is shifting your perspective.
Okay. And what should our listeners think about right away about these various questions? What have you learned about yourself through the divorce process? All right, I'm going to ask you. What have you learned, because you indicated that you were a veteran of divorce. Interesting topic, the day after Veterans Day.
Right.
You have been a veteran of the divorce process. So what have you learned about yourself?
You know, I think what I would say is, when I put my gratitude list together, my divorce is on it. It's actually close to the top of it. I had a very long, tumultuous divorce, and there was a tremendous amount of pain. But what came out of it was me developing into a different person. And so what I learned from my divorce was how to develop a much deeper sense of faith, how to be a much better parent, how to be more aware and connected and present. And I think more than anything, I became empowered because I could control myself within a difficult situation and therefore overcome my circumstances. And that's what these questions are all about, is getting people to take a look at what they, how they can look at their situation differently and find the jewels in the rough.
Okay, what are the questions one should ask for when scouring the grass looking for diamonds?
Exactly. So what's the greatest lesson that you've learned in your divorce? That would be one to take a look at. How has this experience shifted your values and priorities? One of the things that you find is, as you go through difficult times, you change and grow and you start looking at things differently. And how has that shift benefited you? And those are three questions that could come up with a whole host of things to be grateful for.
I know for me, I had this reputation, well-deserved, of being a somewhat type A personality and being angry and being difficult. And my soon-to-be ex has reminded me of those things. But I got to tell you, as soon as I moved out of the house, I was calm and serene. And that is one of the things I am grateful for every single day. I would assume you would also ask people, what gifts or blessings have you found during the process?
Yes, and in fact, if that's a hard thing for them to answer, we can then go into further questions to help them really pull out what those gifts are. Because at first glance, someone might say, I don't see anything positive. My whole life has, you know, been turned upside down. But in fact, when you start looking and shifting the way that you look at things, you do find, both personally and within your family and within your life, that angels have dropped in your path, that circumstances have opened new doors. In fact, Einstein has a quote where he says, sometimes you look so long and so hard at the closed door that you don't realize the other doors that have opened for you. And that's one of the things that we do in coaching, is to help people shift a little bit so that they can see the open doors and the opportunities that have come out of what seems like just the worst time of their lives.
As the poets say, you can't see the forest for the trees?
Exactly.
Okay, if you want to call in, the number is 877-480-4120. You can give questions or comments for me or for Karen. This is the Divorce Hour on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really
The voice of my generation, Carol King. She's a little too early for Karen to know about, because Karen is much younger than I am. And we are here with Karen McMahon. Karen, again, tell our listeners how they can reach you.
Thanks, Larry. They can go to my website, which is www.karenmcmahon.com. Or they can call at 516-992-0828.
Now, you have a blog as well, do you?
I do. You know, I really like to tell people about the blog because it's a free resource where you can receive a brief, powerful thought a couple of times a week that will help you to shift your perspective. And you can sign up at my website for blog updates on a regular basis, and that's KarenMcMahon.com.
Now, you also have a meetup group, do you not?
I run a free divorce meetup group once a month in Nassau County, and it's usually the third Thursday of every month. We have one next Thursday, which is going to be on the ins and outs of finances during divorce, and that is open to anyone who wants to come. And if you sign up on Meetup and just look for divorce and separation support, our group will come up.
Okay, great. That's how I found you.
That's right. Thanks so much, Larry.
Hey, it was a great experience for me, notwithstanding the tears I shed during that meeting. Okay, we are talking about gratitude. And as a matter of fact, Karen's blog on gratitude was something that provoked me, made me excited about contacting Karen to do this show. So we were talking about gifts and blessings you found during the divorce process. And if nothing comes to mind, what are the questions they should ask themselves?
Okay, a couple of questions. If you can't think of any, then this may jog you to think in a certain way. Which family or friends have supported you with love and encouragement through this process?
That's when you're talking about the expected and the unexpected. Because I know for myself, there were certain people that I thought I could count on. And those friends were Switzerland. They wanted to stay neutral. And as I used to say, nobody trusts Switzerland. While I had other friends who I doubted would help me or support me, and I hear from them two or three times a week. And, you know, they're unexpected and expected, and you just can't know.
I think that there's something about keeping your eyes wide open, and I used to call it angels dropping in my path. And certain times, least expected times and people would drop and be there for me and really support me. And I think that you may have a family that you never expected, a family member you never expected, who all of a sudden is just there for you and a really solid support. And that's something to be grateful for. And the relationship that develops out of that may not have come had you not gone through the difficult time.
Karen, let me say, you are one of the angels who has fallen in my path, and I'm very happy to have met you.
Thank you so much, Larry. I feel the same way.
Good.
Another question. What new thing have you learned about yourself or your children? And how would you answer that question, Larry?
How would I answer that question? I would say that I've learned what kind of parent I am. You know, I didn't plan my divorce. And contrary to what my ex thinks, I didn't plan it. And I never expected in a million years to be a custodial parent. In fact, my first apartment was a one-bedroom, great one-bedroom. But my son, who's 18 and pretty much can choose where he lives, couldn't get along with his mother, and his mother couldn't get along with him. So I stepped up to the plate, really not having any other choice. And I moved closer to his school and got a one-bedroom. And we have lived happily ever after. And I think I've learned from my children that they're much tougher and stronger than I gave them credit for. I know that three things happened in my son's life, unrelated to my divorce, that made him from 18 going on 5 to 18 going on 25. Those three things: a girlfriend, a job, and a driver's license. So, and that's just my son. With my daughter, I am so grateful that every day she's around and that she thinks that I am more reliable and constant than her mother. So that, what have I learned about myself? That I'm closer to my kids, that I have, what's the word I'm looking for? Unrepentant love for my children. Unconditional love for my children. And, you know, when I spoke to my father, one of the worst experiences of my life, talking about my own divorce, he said, how long have you been unhappy? And I gave him a length of time, which I choose not to broadcast on the air. And after telling him why I didn't tell him about it, I said to him, I didn't leave before for selfish reasons. I didn't want to be a part-time father. I'm a divorce lawyer, 30 years. I know what fathers you usually become after a divorce. And I did not want to go through it. So those are the things that I've learned.
It sounds like, I have to say, Larry, it sounds like you have a tremendous amount of love for your children and a real appreciation for the relationship that's developed through this difficult time. And perhaps you're even closer and realize even more the connections that you have because of the struggles that you and your kids have been through together.
Okay. People go through divorces, they're separated, and they start new relationships.
Right.
What kind of questions should they ask themselves about gratitude in these new relationships?
Well, you can ask how which of your relationships have strengthened as a result of your current situation, and how so? How have you entered new relationships differently because of the things that you've learned through your struggles?
Okay. And I assume that you also should, at least I've been doing this myself, trying to understand that the reason that my divorce failed is part of the reason that some of my relationships post-divorce have failed. So, and I choose not to broadcast what those reasons were, but suffice it to say, they were more about me and my actions than they were about my partners.
And that's another thing that can be very empowering, is to realize your part in it. If all you're doing is pointing a finger at your spouse, then you walk away without the lessons. And one of the things we do in divorce coaching is take a look at what is your part in it. And even if you feel the victim, how could you have acted differently? How can you move forward and learn and change the way you act or react to a situation so that you don't find yourself in the same situation again?
And I would imagine you're also looking at strengths that you've discovered personally and professionally.
Absolutely. And not only strengths that you've developed, that you've noticed, but in terms of being gentle with yourself. That's another thing, is to accept that you're not perfect and not beat yourself up, but rather take the time to learn from your mistakes or weaknesses.
I want to talk about that, and we're going to come back and we're going to go into that in greater detail. The phone number, if you have questions for Karen or me, 877-480-4120. Forgot the number for a moment. I have questions for Karen, but I may not be asking the questions you want answered. So give us a call, and we are here at talkingalternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Goodbye to you, Scandal. And when that song played, when my daughter called in, I said to her, I've given you a rock and roll education. What are two things you should know about Scandal? And she hemmed and hawed, and I said, well, the lead singer is now married to John McEnroe, and I represented the bass player. So that's one of my favorites. And again, if you're interested in the CD, everything that's been played today, including Then Love Goes Astray, are on that CD. And my friends who have heard it have given me more songs, so there will be a volume two, which you will hear at some future time. I am here today with Karen McMahon, divorce coach. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Larry. I would like to be put on the list for one of those CDs. I think that's great, that music.
Good. Then you'll have to give me a snail mail address, which, of course, is regular mail through the U.S. Post Office as opposed to email. You said something right before the break that, I don't know, I guess it's so foreign to me, the concept, that I don't understand it. What is be gentle with yourself? What does that mean? And how do you do it?
Right. You know, I think it's all about forgiveness. And sometimes you're really angry at the other person. And sometimes you're just beating yourself up for what you should have done, who you should have been, what could have been. And both are a victim mentality, a very low energy. And again, it's that shifting. Everything that we do is about shifting people to a more positive attitude, a more positive energy. Being gentle with yourself is forgiving yourself and saying, you know what? There are no mistakes. Everything is an opportunity.
And a learning experience.
And a learning experience. And so you did the best that you could do. Nobody says, how can I mess up the most? We all do the best that we can do. And then we learn from it. And we improve. And so if you were to shift the way you look at it and forgive yourself for whatever happened, whatever you did, and just learn the lessons, cull from it the positive and move forward, what's the benefit of that compared to beating yourself up?
And this is all introspection, right?
Exactly.
And I would imagine that you have to explore how you became faithful, which I'm assuming means full of faith, as opposed to what we call faithful, meaning reliable, correct?
Right.
And compassion, and how you feel compassion, sensitive, or present, which means being there in the moment, I think, right?
Exactly. I think that as you go through these difficult times, those are some of the key things that come out of it. For me, my faith was a huge thing. And really, what is faith? Believing in the unseen, regardless of your religious background, and if you call the divine God, or you claim that the universe has the power, what you're doing is trusting. It's a matter of trusting. And when you're in a dark place, faith shines a light and gives you an opportunity to trust and believe and move forward. And it gets you unstuck, because it
gets you out of the mire.
Fear is paralyzing with all of us. In fact, my next meetup, which is on finances, so many people are paralyzed by the fear of finances because they don't know what's going to happen, that unseen.
And I would imagine it's not just finances. You fear returning to the dating world. You fear a loss of connection, possible loss of connection with your children. For me, there was a fear of losing my extended family.
Right.
You know, I, at the end of the day, I wasn't crazy about my soon-to-be ex, but I loved her family. In fact, the husband of a first cousin is still one of my closest friends. So that was one of my fears. Okay, tell me. First of all, coming out of the break, I didn't ask you how you could be reached, so let's do that again.
Okay, you can reach me by going to my website at www.karenmcmahon, that's MCMAHON, karenmcmahon.com, or you can call our offices at 516-992-0828, and you can sign up for the blog and receive regular inspirational thoughts throughout the week.
And again, I get those on a regular basis, and each one concentrates on a different subject. On the theme of gratitude, it's not just Thanksgiving now. It's the Christmas/Hanukkah/Kwanzaa season, and it's New Year's, right? What special needs do people going through a divorce have or want fulfilled during this holiday season?
The holidays bring so much pressure along with them. We're all supposed to be so happy and joyful and joyous. And as you just said, one of the things that happens is sometimes you lose half of your family, your in-laws. And so there's a lot that you don't know that's about to happen. And I think for people going through a divorce, what they're really looking for is support and encouragement, acknowledgement of what they do have to offer, and a circle of support. I think one of the most important things, and that's what we do in our support group, is let people know that what you're feeling makes perfect sense. And it's totally normal, and other people are going through the same thing, and you will get through it. And that's where the faith comes in. Trust me, you will get to the other side. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
I believe I have traveled to the dark side.
Yeah.
tell me. You have the meetup groups.
Yes.
You also have group meetings, group coaching sessions.
Yes, I offer group coaching sessions. We're currently about to go into a Getting Through the Holidays 8-week group coaching program to help people who are struggling through the holidays. And then we're going to have a New Beginnings one that starts in January. And I also have...
What does New Beginnings mean?
New Beginnings means how do you start off the new year with a new perspective? And so again, it's going to be 8 weeks of looking at shifting your perspective, coming up with new traditions, new ways of doing things, connecting with new circles of people to move on with your life.
New Year's resolutions.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I also have a private practice where people see me one-on-one, do a lot of phone sessions. So I deal with people all across the country. And so that's a big part of my practice as well.
Okay. What does a divorce coach do? Is that like a therapist?
That's a great question. And coaching and therapy are very different. In a nutshell, when people think about therapy, it's about healing wounds of the past. A therapist tends to deal with the past and the wounds and maybe behaviors that you've brought into a relationship. Coaches deal with you as healthy, whole people moving forward and how to get unstuck. The way I put it is how to get you from where you are to where you want to be. And that's what we work with people on.
We're coming back with our final segment. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, your host. I'm here with Karen McMahon, and we are broadcasting on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Lion Eyes by the Eagles. Another great divorce song on the CD. If you want it, email me. If you don't want it, don't do nothing. I'm here with Karen McMahon, and we're almost at the end of the show, and I know there was a quote, because you read it to me, that you wanted to express to our listeners.
Yes, I actually have two. The first one is a favorite of mine, specifically about gratitude, by G.K. Chesterton. And he says, I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder.
Wow. What's the other one?
The other one is from Charles Swindoll, who is a writer and clergyman from the 1930s. And this is about attitude. And I appreciate you letting me close with this. What he says is, the remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. Today and every day, let us have an attitude of gratitude.
Wow. And let me give a quote from Karen McMahon. Your thoughts control your feelings. Your feelings control your actions. And I said, when I heard this the first time, no, I just have feelings. And she goes, no, you don't. And we discussed some of those things. So, Karen, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to go into, just at the end of the show, I want to briefly give my gratitude list, because my life has been an emotional roller coaster in 2010. I want to thank my children, who have taught me what unconditional love is all about. I want to thank my late mother, my late brother, and my very much alive father, who instilled in me the values of which I am proud to have and hope to provide to my own children. To my aunts, uncles, and cousins, who have always been there for me to celebrate my triumphs and to provide a shoulder to lean on in bad times, I say thank you. To my mentors and teachers, alive and dead, and to my professional but never personal adversaries, I would not be the lawyer I am today without you. So I say thank you. I also want to say thank you to the two women who have broken my heart over the past couple of years. Believe it or not, I thank them. You both taught me that I have a heart and that I am capable of falling in love. To the women whom I've dated since my separation, I appreciate the interest you've had and taken in me, allowing me into your lives and provided me with some very good times and experiences, as well as memories that will last a lifetime. To my clients, past, present, and future, I thank you for understanding and the faith and trust you have placed in me and at the worst times of your life. To Giorgio and Sam, who have given me the show and the opportunity to express my views, I can't thank you enough. To my guests, including Karen, who have helped make this show the success it has become, I thank you. To my secretary, who her children have described as her best, being, we're best friends, and who I've known for 2/3 of a life, I can't express my gratitude enough. So long as you don't ask for a raise. You've been the yin to my yang, the calm voice when I have been too intense, and you are my office wife, which I mean in the very best of ways. To my friends who have been so supportive during my recent trying times, I want to thank you. One of the advantages of having my own disintegrating marriage is that I have a lot of very good friends. To the friends who I described before as being Switzerland, I love you sometimes, I hate you sometimes, but I thank you because I've learned from you the traits of loyalty, friendship, and trust. And finally, to my real best friend, I must say there have been times when I have not behaved as a best friend and treated you pretty lousy. Remember, he was one of the subjects on Who Gets the Friend Show. I love you and I am very thankful that you were in my life. I'm amazed that you have stayed with me for 30 years and more. And of course, I want to thank you, my listeners and my callers, although we had no callers today. Please call next week. This show, I often use as self-therapy, but it's really about and for you. Thank you so much for your involvement in our show. Next week, Dr. Sue Johnson will talk about divorce prevention, bringing us back to the genesis of this show when I was a guest and talked about divorce prevention. Those shows are not available on the Talking Alternative website, but are available on my own website, www.divorcebybloom.com. Karen, in our remaining seconds, please tell people how to reach you.
www.karenmcmahon.com or at 516-992-0828. And thanks again, Larry.
No problem. Please stay tuned for my friend Tony Martinetti, who always gives a great show. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Larry Bloom, The Divorce Hour at TalkingAlternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 bombadida,
about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.